This is the Wetmore Cardinals locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA. Mike Smith now joined by girls head coach Perry Smith. Coach, you sit at 14-2 on the season with two road wins since we've last talked, 49-43 versus Hanover and then a 62-37 win versus Bishop Seabury. Based on the final scores of those games, they kind of seem like two different style of games. Do you feel your squad executed well in both of them, though?
I think the Hanover game, you know, we went to Hanover and we never play well at Hanover, it doesn't seem like. In the 7 years I've been here, we just have not played well there. But, you know, to their credit, last Friday, they had something to do with that. I thought they were really gritty and did some things they need to do to give them a chance to beat us and hit shots. And I was impressed with how they played that night. But you know, we did some things down the stretch to put us in a position to win. And you know, I think we were up 14 in the fourth quarter at 1 or 2 points in the game and just didn't close it out the way we needed to. But we were pleased for the most part. And then we went to Bishop Seabury on Tuesday, and Bishop Seabury's a lot better team than they've been in the past. And they've got a couple good players. They got a 6'3 girl inside and a guard that transferred in to them, and both of them are good players. You know, so for the most part there, I was pretty pleased with how we played against Bishop Seabury especially.
Now, with the season coming to a close here, the regular season that is, you got four more games left. Maybe what is the biggest thing that you want your girls to focus upon moving forward here in the last four games and gear up for postseason?
Well, we just want to continue to, you know, and I know this coach speak, but we want to continue to get better. We talk a lot about postseason play. You know, we talk about that in November. So we want to make sure that we are playing, you know, our best basketball at the end of the season. That's something we talk about a lot, and we really try to make sure we're doing that. And for the most part, the kids buy into that. You know, we want to make sure that we're working hard and getting better, and believing that we're playing the best ball at the end of the season for sure.
As I mentioned, you have four more games left in the regular season, starting Friday with Clifton Clyde at home, and then you'll be on the road on Tuesday at Frankfort, which we'll have here on 92.1 KMZA. Is there anything particular that you want to see as far as execution-wise on the floor, maybe something that you saw in the last couple of games that you want your squad to maybe improve upon a little bit?
Well, we do. We've got to get better. You know, if a team makes us play a half-court game, we've got to get better, you know, executing in the half court, both offensively and defensively. You know, we play a style that's so much full court stuff that we've got to be able to win a grinder game where we've got to play a half court style game. You know, hopefully we can do that. For Tuesday, Frankfort, you know, is a sub-state team and is a good basketball team, and that, so we'll really prepare for them and we're excited to go over there on Tuesday as well.
Well, Coach, good luck in your next couple of games, and I'll see you on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
That was Wetmore Girls Head Coach Perry Smith right there. Up next, after the break, we'll be joined by Boys Head Coach Jason Tynan.